Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us today. So if you have a question, something's bothering you in life, if you have some Bible question you can't quite understand, well, we would love to hear from you and allow Bob to address those issues and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The number, of course, 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Glad you're with us, everybody, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's good to be with you. It's good to be with all of our listeners. And you and I are broadcasting from a newly remodeled studio.
We are
indeed. We have some great new paneling on the wall, and it just really makes it look nice and feel warm and cozy. And we're just really excited about this new studio, aren't we?
Well, tell us why we did it.
Well, because Coleman, my son, wanted to do it,
there
wanted
you
to
are.
Give a fresh background for the radio broadcast for our YouTube channel. So he and Greg got together. They designed this. Greg kind of drew this all out. And then my father-in-law and his group at Harvest Construction in Denton, Texas, came down and put this on the wall for us. And I know we have a couple other things that we're going to do over this weekend, but we're really excited. If you're watching us via Facebook or YouTube or any of those other ways that you can view this broadcast, you see what we're talking about.
Looks great.
It really does. So hats off to Greg, hats off to Coleman for a great job remodeling this. Boy, I saw it yesterday and I just got so excited. I thought, oh my gosh, this is just fabulous.
We just get to work in here, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, thank you guys for doing a great job with this studio. Well, as we've been talking about all month, we're talking about hope, and one of the most well-known verses about hope is from the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And lots of times we don't really see the context of this particular verse. And today I want to put it into context and show exactly what the Lord meant in making this promise. And so here's what Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for wholeness and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So God is speaking to the nation of Israel through the prophet Jeremiah, and he says, "I have something for you. I have a future for you. I have a hope for you. I have plans for you." Now, lots of times we kind of lift this verse out of its context and we say, we know God has a future for us. We know God has a hope for us. We know God has plans for us, and we just can't wait for him to reveal those plans. Well, when we put it back into context, we see that what God is talking about is really answered for us two chapters later when he, through the prophet Jeremiah, speaks about a new covenant that was going to be made between God and the people of Israel. And it's this new covenant that we live in today as believers in Christ, a covenant that God brought about through Jesus. So when Jesus died on a cross, he ushered in a brand new covenant. So what was the future? What was the plan as far as God was concerned for the people of Israel? Well, the plan was Jesus. The future was an eternal life through faith in Jesus. What was their hope? It was this new covenant, the faithfulness of God that was going to be expressed to them through this new covenant. That's what Jeremiah is talking about as far as the plans of God, the future for the people of God, and the hope that the people of God can have. It's all tied up. It's wrapped in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So he died on a cross. He brought an end to the law of sin and death. He makes us alive by grace through faith. We now live in this new covenant, a covenant in which God's Spirit has written the laws of faith, hope, and love on our hearts, a covenant in which we know God personally and intimately, a covenant in which we belong to God, we're the people of God, we've been marked out as those who've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and a covenant in which God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. So when Jeremiah was speaking about a future, about plans, about hope, he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about this new covenant that Jesus ushered in 2,000 years ago, right after he said, "It is finished." Yeah. When he died, this new covenant went into effect. And that new covenant is a covenant that's built on better promises. It has a better hope. Why? Because it rests on the person and work of Jesus Christ.
No better shoulders for that to rest on. Thank you for those thoughts, Bob. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call now, because we have plenty of open lines and plenty of time on the clock. It was good to have Andrew on the program with us yesterday to talk about the book that he co-authored with Bart Millard. It's a book that has particular relevance at this time with all the uncertainty and distress that many are feeling and possibly face as we look at the prospect maybe of having renewed lockdowns, businesses that have closed and are not coming back, and the jobs that went with them, and all that continuing potential health issue with the virus itself, and the human cost of lives. Many have lost loved ones, of course. So, yes, the hurt and the healer. It's a message for this point in time. And we're saying thanks to our donors this month by sending them a copy. So, friends, if you will go online now to basicgospel.net and make your gift to a Basic Gospel, you can do that by just clicking the box, and your donations are needed now. And we would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. So we really need your partnership, and it's a message that just needs to continue to get out day by day and year by year. So join with us, friends. Go to basicgospel.net and click that box for the hurt and the healer as you make your donation to help us in the month of November. Well, once again, that number, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, this call that came in off hours.
Hi, Bob. It's Kat. I guess my question would be is, like, say the Lord says something to you, I guess he wanted you to do or something, and you chose not to. Am I in any danger of that? I believe he has forgiven me of everything. It's just feel bad when things around me are bad. And not loving people probably the way he would want to love people through me. I guess you guys could pray for me that my eyes will be open more to see new revelations of how much Jesus loves me, but also that I would be able to see myself the way he does. Okay, thank you, Bob.
Well, Kat, I think all of us, you know, God wants to show us who we are in Christ. I think we see in the New Testament, we see quite a number of prayers in regards to that. So here's what I would suggest that you do, Kat. I want you to go through the book of Ephesians. And every time Paul prays, I want you to mark that down. And I want you to pay attention to what Paul is praying on behalf of himself, on behalf of those that he was writing to, which means you and me. So he's praying that our eyes would be open, that we would know the eternal inheritance that we have in Christ, the wisdom that we have in Christ, the power that we have in Christ. He goes on and prays about us understanding the love of God. So mark those and then just adopt those as your personal prayers and trust the Lord to do exactly what he is saying that he will do in those passages in the book of Ephesians. So I think that's important for every believer, Bob. It isn't just for Kat. It just wasn't for those particular believers at Ephesus back in that day. It's for you and me. It's for all believers. So this is what God wants us to know. He wants us to know who we are in Christ. He wants us to know the power of the resurrection in our lives. He wants us to know our eternal inheritance. He wants us to know all of those things. and he's put his spirit inside of us to reveal those things to us. So we have the teacher right there with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we can always rely upon the Spirit to teach us these things. And when he does, then we can rely on him to give us the power to step out on those things in faith. A lot of times we kind of know what to do. That's probably not the real question, not the real issue that we struggle with. We're wondering about the results of that. How is that going to affect me? What's going to happen if I take that step of faith? And that's what we really struggle with. We're worried about the future. We're worried about the results of that. And we're not sure that they're going to line up with what we want to see happen. So we're just going to have to come to the point and start really understanding the love of God for us and resting in the fact that if he is moving us in a certain direction, it is for our ultimate benefit, for our ultimate good. So let's have the courage to step out in faith. And I guarantee you, when you do, you're going to see that what God had for you is a billion times better than what you ever dreamed or imagined.
Absolutely. Well, Kat, thanks for reaching out. Good to hear from you. Once again, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Got a nice message from Lisa through the Basic Gospel app. She says, I love your program and very strongly believe in the truth you're teaching. Her question is about Romans 11:17 that talks about branches being broken off. She asks, how did the tree get there in the first place? And how do I know when I'm on there that I won't get broken off? I know that nothing could take me out of God's hand, so can you please explain? Romans 11:17.
Well, that whole section in the book of Romans, Romans 9, 10, and 11, is about God's plan for Israel. So there was a temporary hardening as far as Israel was concerned toward Jesus. They rejected Jesus. There was a small group of people, really a large crowd, for example, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 Jews responded to Peter's gospel message about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and they were added to the church. And then this gospel went out to the Samaritans and then went out to the Gentiles. Well, for the most part, the people of Israel rejected. There was a remnant that believed and received Jesus Christ. And so he's saying there's going to come a time when this gospel will get recycled back to the people of Israel, and they will see the one whom they pierced, and they will respond to him. But in the meantime, it's going out to the Gentiles. So the Gentiles, that people group, that's you and that's me, that's most of us listening to this broadcast, we were separate from this whole story of God that was being told through the people of Israel. We were out there without hope, separated from God. And now by grace through faith, we've been attached. So Gentiles are now a part of this tree. And who's the tree? Well, who's the trunk? Jesus is. He's the trunk. And anyone who believes in him is a part of this tree.
Yeah.
So he's saying, you Gentiles, don't think you're special. Don't get proud or arrogant or cocky. Because this gospel message has gone out to you, God could stop that at any time. And that's basically what he's saying there, that you could be cut off from the tree, that he could just stop this message from going out to the Gentiles and just specifically direct it to the Jews. So when we read Romans 9, 10, and 11, we have to keep in mind that he's not talking about individuals. He's talking about people groups, and he's talking about God's plan to reach both Jew and Gentile. That's why he says right in the middle of this in chapter 10 that anyone, whether Jew or Gentile, who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And once you're saved, you're added to the vine. and you can never be severed from it.
Right.
Once you're in Christ, you are always in Christ. Your salvation is guaranteed because of the work of Jesus. You can walk in assurance and confidence that you belong to him, and do so humbly.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to boast about other than the work of Jesus Christ. So just remember that, and that's what Paul was basically saying. Remember, you're here because God made a way for you to be here in Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're here. And, you know, we have a lot of great, great teaching on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. The latest is about the judgment seat of Christ, and it answers the question, will I have to stand before God in heaven and see all the sins I've ever committed broadcast up on that giant movie screen for you and God and everyone to see? Well, is that what the judgment seat is all about? We'll get the answer to this worrisome question in Bob Christopher's latest video. It's called What is the Judgment Seat of Christ? You can find it now on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. That's basicgospel.net/YouTube. Again, basicgospel.net/YouTube. Lots of teaching there that Bob has posted. Well, Bob, we had this question from Samuel. He says, several years ago, a coworker who was also a pastor had shared his testimony. This past year, I was shocked to find that he is no longer pastoring. When we recently started talking about the Bible and God, he abruptly ended the dialogue. His viewpoint now resembles that of an atheist, throwing doubts on the Bible altogether. I understand how religion can disappoint. Should we turn our eyes on Jesus alone and just forget about religion? Would love for you to share your thoughts on this issue. That's from Samuel.
Well, when we talk about religion, most of us think about rules and regulations and rituals and those sort of things. And God didn't come or didn't send Jesus to establish another religion. He came to make a way for us to know God personally so we could know what God the Father was all alike, what he was like, and we can know what his essence is, and that we could relate to him on a day-to-day basis. That's what Jesus Christ established, was this relationship with God the Father. And that's made available to us through the gospel, through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. He cleansed us. He forgave us our sins. He made us right so that we could be compatible now with God the Father, so that we could truly enjoy a relationship, and so that God the Father could come and live inside of us through the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we should put our focus on Jesus. We should put our focus on what he accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection, and let that be what unifies us, what brings us together as human beings. If we put rules and regulations out there, we're going to fuss and feud and fight about the validity of each and every one of those rules. And we're going to divide over that. So some people say, for example, you have to be baptized to be saved. Okay, if that's the case, then how do you do it? And you've got some that say, well, you can just be sprinkled, and it doesn't matter if you're sprinkled as a baby or if you're an adult. And then others would say, oh, no, it's not, you can't do it that way. You have to dunk somebody. And then somebody says, well, yeah, you're partially right, but you really have to dunk them three times in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so here's all of these rituals, these things that we're quote, supposed to do in order to be right in God's sight, and we feud and fuss and fight and argue and then eventually divide over those various things. Well, if we would all just kind of put those aside and look to Jesus, we would recognize that water baptism doesn't enter the picture at all. It was the death, the burial, and resurrection. That's the gospel. That's the good news that saves us. And so when we come to grips with that, and we all come to grips with that, then we can experience unity. Now, as far as this pastor, I mean, who knows if he was burnt out on being a pastor? It's a tough job being a pastor. And I don't know what the number is, but there are thousands upon thousands that leave the pastorate every single year because of burnout, because of just all sorts of reasons. And maybe it's because they got into the pastorate for the wrong reason to begin with. I know a lot of people who try to become pastors to fix themselves. Mm-hmm. And they figure out doing, quote, the work of the Lord doesn't fix their heart. And so they walk away because they didn't get what they were looking for in that job. So who knows why people walk away, but there's lots of reasons that they do. And sometimes when they walk away, it's an indication that they never had come to Christ in the first place. So as far as you're concerned, as far as your former pastor is concerned, this may be a great opportunity for you to sit down with him and just ask some questions. What was your understanding of the gospel? What is the gospel? Have you ever responded to the gospel? This just may be a great opportunity for you to minister to him.
Yeah, absolutely. We love hearing from you, our listeners. If you have a question, don't hesitate to drop us an email. You can do that. Just send it to bob@basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742 anytime, day or night, and leave a voicemail for us. Either way, we would love to hear from you. I have this question from Carrie, a little bit different subject, Bob. Will believers receive rewards in heaven? Do we receive rewards by helping others as we are led by the Spirit here on earth, or just what is that situation? That's from Carrie.
Well, the place that this is sort of mentioned is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and Paul is talking about his work in laying the foundation of Jesus Christ, and that was his ambition to go to places where people had never heard the gospel, and he wanted to pour that foundation. He wanted to lay that foundation in their lives. And what was that foundation? Well, Jesus Christ himself and his finished work on the cross, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension. So that was the message that Paul brought to people. Now, when he left particular cities, he appointed elders, he appointed leaders to continue the work. And they were to build on the foundation. They were to build on the foundation of Jesus and the teaching of the apostles. Now, it talks about they're going to be judged on how they built on that foundation. Did they use the right materials, or did they use the wrong materials? Did they use precious stones, or did they use wood, hay, and stubble? And if they used wood, hay, and stubble, it's not going to last. It's going to be judged as useless. If they used the right materials, then they're going to see their work was beneficial, that it was of value to the building up of the body of Christ, so that the body of Christ could do its work out there in the world. Now, what we're going to receive when we stand before the Lord, Paul talked about a crown of righteousness, a crown of life. Well, those are already ours.
Sure.
They're just going to be more visible to us and everyone else when we stand before him. Mm-hmm. So We've already received all the gifts of grace, and we ourselves are going to stand as a trophy of grace eternally.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about people judging us, and that's the point of all of these discussions. Quit judging one another.
Yeah.
Quit looking at the motivations of people's heart, and let them do their work as unto the Lord.
Indeed. Gosh, we're out of time. We just blazed through another program, Bob. And again, friends, thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and your gifts to keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. To help today, click donate at basicgospel.net. And when you make your November gift, we're going to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. That's donate at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to have a copy of The Hurt and the Healer at this particular point in time. It will really minister in your life as we go through some very uncertain times. So donate today at basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we continue in that great series, that great Friday's touching teaching series called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, right here on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.